Welcome to the Triple M Breakfast Podcast for WITSA, the key to a successful relationship between tradies and homeowners. WITSA.com.au.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello.
Friday podcast here. And yesterday.
Excuse me. What? It's Friday.
It does have a Monday vibe this Friday. Don't worry.
Yesterday was Sunday.
Short old week. In fact, just one day long. So the quicker we make this, the quicker we get out of here. Burn a phone there. Robbie wants to talk to us. He's from Kippering. What's he saying?
Well, we were talking earlier in the show what men love. And he said giving the tongs a few practice clicks before using them on the Barbie.
Oh, that's great.
Click.
That's right. Just to make sure they work.
Well, you've got to figure out the resistance because different tongs, different resistance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Jeez, I hate. What I hate is when the tongs, they don't line up. They slide. Oh,
annoying.
Piss weak,
yeah, piss
straight
weak
in the bin.
If your dad has a set of tongs and they don't line up.
You've got two mums.
You know what I hate on the tongs is when they spring open and that little spring at the bottom, you know, the one that goes up and down, it pops out.
And then you're fucked in terms of the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I hate that. I reckon I've got, how many tongs are you supposed to have in your life?
I think I've got about 10 pairs of tongs.
Oh, right. I reckon then we've only got three littles and two bigs and they're all.
Well, you've got to have tongs for different reasons. There's the salad tongs. There's the meat on the barbecue tongs. There's the serving tongs.
You've like got your wanking tongs.
The wanking tongs.
Just rubbing up and down on your old father.
Stop really it. Little pair.
It's got to have the rubber heads, though. On the,
the wanking tongs.
Yeah. The wanking tongs. That's a little pair of hands on each side.
Yeah.
this is so immature.
Stop it.
Isn't it?
What's wrong with
no one
this?
What is wrong with you two?
So much. How long you got?
It's Friday and we want to get out of here.
All right, are we done?
You going to Morton?
No, I'm mowing an old bloke's lawn. I can tell you about it on
Monday.
Yeah, we haven't asked him. My brother and I are going over to clean up. He lives next door to a friend and the yard needs to be cleaned up, so we're going over there. No one's asked him. We're just going to knock on the door and say, can we clean your yard up, mate?
You know what we should actually do on Monday? You said something that spiked my interest, which was, do you want to work up a big man's thirst or something or other?
Big man thirst. That's
big
what
man
we're doing
thirst.
It for.
Do you want to work up a big man thirst? It's like sayings that men
If I go now, we'll have the job knocked over by 12:30, and my brother and I will look at each other and go, beer o'clock.
It's like a VB ad. Suddenly you're like, you can get it mowing.
The next thing you know, it'll be Sunday arvo and it'll be, shit, we're still drinking beer and it's time to go to work tomorrow.
Is he alive, this fella?
My brother.
His grass is all overgrown.
Yeah, he had a heart attack 3 years ago and he hasn't mowed his lawn for 3 years.
Poor bugger. Ooh.
Yeah, so that's what, and my mate's sons live next door and they haven't got any tools, so we're going over there.
You don't have any tools.
Did you lend him your electric whipper snipper?
No, but if you're an 18...
Do you want it? Do you want the Azito grass cutter?
No Azito stuff on this job. All fuel. Oh, mate, he hasn't had his yard for 3 years. Battery-powered tools ain't going
to
do it.
Actually, you're going to need a machete to get through something.
If your dad's only got Azito tools... You've got
two. That little whippersnipper thing of yours that you pulled out of your BMW boot, it actually went well when we did the lawn jobs. Remember what was that called?
Oh, that was a fucking pain.
Thank you for the backhanded compliment.
No,
thank you for not mentioning
was like,
my poop
what is this? When we all went out of machinery and then you were like, zing, 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 all over the place. The blades, and I was like, oh my God.
The blades pop off of though. It is shit. I need a line trimmer. It's a blade grass cutter.
That was a $300 job. Whose idea here at Triple M was that, let's go and help some listeners
yours.
Who can't
yours.
It was not that job.
No, it was not.
You often say yes to things and then forget about it a couple of weeks later and then you go, oh, fuck this shit. And we're like, Marto, this was your idea.
Yeah, I'll turn up Monday and go, remember I was doing that old bloke's job on Friday? I'll hate him, okay?
Yeah. Every now and then he goes, this show needs to show a bit more fucking art. We need to do something. And then it comes around.
We do it. And then he goes, who's
fucking idiot wanted to show some art?
Mate, I'm a tradesman. I could charge $100 an hour for this shit.
Every time he shows heart, though, he ends up in hospital on a drip for a couple of days because he gets an infection.
Look at this. I'm going to wear full long pants and work boots.
Sock guards.
Coward. What a coward.
You need guards.
Oh. If your dad wears shoes to mow the lawn.
If your dad's scared of ending up in intensive care when mowing the lawn. You've got two
mums. I love that.
Trevor Long, meet your new assistant, Meta AI, now accessible on Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, all of my social media and messenger outlets. Can you
please explain?
What is this
crappy.
And why do I need it?
This is ChatGPT, but in the palm of your hand in every app you normally use. So basically Meta, the company that owns Facebook, went away and built their own version of ChatGPT, their own large language model is what it's called, got it all the knowledge it needed, and then they've implemented it essentially in a direct message style model. So I can have a WhatsApp conversation with a mate, but I can also just have a WhatsApp conversation with Meta AI, and I can ask it questions like, you know, who is the 15th Prime Minister of Australia, in case I'm doing some sort of pub trivia, or I can solve an argument about who scored a certain try at a match 15 years ago. And then you might also get it to do things for you, like maybe it'll write a poem for your partner as you send them flowers. Maybe it'll write a marketing blurb for your real estate agency, but it can also generate images. You could say to it, and this would be a fun thing to do. I haven't done it this morning, but imagine a beautiful new stadium in Brisbane. What would that look like? And it's going to generate pictures of a stadium. And you can ask it to change that. You can ask it to manipulate that. It's generating pictures on the fly that never existed before, and they're not from images that existed before.
So it's like, I'll put it in a construction term, it's like AI will lay the floor and then a real person will come and polish the floor.
Trev, I've literally just done it, Meta AI on WhatsApp. I said, write a jingle about Trevor Long eating cupcakes. And it said, here's a jingle for you. It took 2 seconds, Trev. Yeah. Trevor Long, oh so strong, loves to eat a cupcake all day long. He'll gobble them up with a grin. Trevor Long and his cupcake win. Let's have a listen. I'll play it off the computer.
Trevor Long, oh so strong, loves to eat cupcakes all day long. He'll gobble them up with a grin. Trevor Long and his cupcake win.
It's phenomenal. So this part of it.
But scary
has
too, right?
Endless
scary
potential.
Troll, Trev, you want scary? There was a chess-playing robot in Russia the other day broke the kid it was playing against finger. Now, they're saying the kid moved his hand too fast because the robot had an arm and it was interference. Trevor, are we at the beginning of the movie Terminator?
We're somewhere in the opening credits at the very least.
Brilliant, isn't it? They've already foreseen this. How good are movie makers? They do keep foreseeing things.
Mark and Elon and, you know, bigwigs like this in the tech space are under fire at the moment for free speech and, you know, misinformation on their platforms, etc. Kind of a bit of a rogue cowboy, to say. Is there an opportunity for AI to think for itself at some point?
That's the problem we have with AI.
Yeah.
If AI is left to its own devices, it will iterate itself. It will learn. We want it to learn, but we don't want it to become essentially sentient.
When it can
term.
Program so, its own code, Trev, that becomes
correct.
A problem because it can upgrade itself.
Can I ask one further one?
Yeah.
Cash. There's a bit of a movement to hang on to cash. Only 12% of all transactions in Australia are done with cash. I'm scared shitless by a lot of this stuff that you're talking about, Trev. Why would I want to do all my transactions online when something else is in control? Why wouldn't I just take all my money out and put it in cash?
Pure convenience, really. There's going to be less places that cash. It's harder to, it takes longer to transact with cash. I mean, I've got cash at my house because my painter seems to want cash. I don't know why that is.
No, Marta can explain that. You got a question for Marta.
I've got no idea.
Well, I don't think cash is going anywhere, but you know, it is going to become very diminishing in its overall usage.
Trev, always insightful.
Lovely, mate.
Are you a robot, Trev? We haven't asked that before.
You haven't clicked the right box.
TrevEFTM.com. Go click some boxes up there. Everything for the man. Thanks, Trev.
Hold on. Well, when they ask you, are you a robot? Why couldn't an AI thing just tick the bloke in the motorbike? Why is that so difficult?
Trev?
It can. It's being programmed to that. That is happening. That's why those things get worse and stupider and more challenging.
Right, so robots aren't robots now. This is the world we're living in. They can pass the robot. Jesus Christ. Good
That's
luck, everybody.
Right. Oh, yeah. See ya.
Thanks, Trev. Triple M.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's Thought on Sport.
Let's talk about yesterday. Anzac Day was an absolute ripper. It started early for many people, many of us. I'm going to talk about it later. I'm such a fidgeter. I couldn't stand it. Like, that's too. It's a solemn occasion that requires for you to be still for a long time. I can't do it.
There's no way you'd last in an Arch Barker stand-up gig. He'd be like, get that
fidgety boob out.
Bloke out of here.
Put it back. No, listen, what I want to talk about, there was such a wonderful day in so many aspects yesterday, but then we're adding too many unnecessary things onto it. Let's deal with the facts first. If you didn't know, there were three games of rugby league on yesterday. Titans, wow. AJ Brimson was outstanding and they hung on to beat the Warriors over there in Auckland. Beauty.
First win of the season.
Incredible. And then the Rooters pumped, absolutely went crazy. So what did they score? The Roosters scored more points against the Dragons than the Lions scored.
I
think the Lions only scored 59. Roosters scored. Yeah, anyway, let's push on. I'm just dealing with the facts. And then last night, the Storm demolished the Rabbitohs. They scored, 54-20 or something or other. And then in AFL. So there's three games. too many. By the time you've gotten up at 5 a.m. or 5 a.m. I got up, bang, you've gone that, went and did some stuff, had lunch at the pub. Game, that was all fine. That should have been the end. There shouldn't have been a game of footy on at 8 o'clock, last mate. Night. What time did the Lions start? Was that 7:35 or something?
But then there was a rugby league game that started at
8:05.
Yeah, that's right. It's too long.
We've got to work tomorrow. We're cactus.
Let's reveal. Pull the curtains back. Here's next year's idea for Anzac Day. If you want to have that many games of footy, the parade in the city, it's wrapped up by about 10:30, etc. First game at 11 o'clock.
Off we go.
Right, well, there we go. So that game yesterday, what was the first game yesterday? Titans Warriors. That should have been at 1 p.m. over in New Zealand, 11 a.m. here. We're away.
I like the Collingwood Essendon thing. Keep that there. Yeah. But the silly Lions game at night, shift that earlier. That's on 11 a.m. now.
11 a.m. as well. And you got two screens. Yep. And open up the pubs. Pubs didn't serve, unless you wanted to eat, you couldn't get beer until 1
o'clock.
I'm not saying that. Well, it was a bad thing because I was ready to go before that. But anyway.
Right. So Titans, Warriors, 11.
Yeah.
Roosters, Dragons.
At 2. 1-2. And the Essendon, Collingwood game. And that's all you need. And everyone that's go it. Home and just bow their heads and thank the Diggers who allowed us to have these freedoms to drink beer and watch football
and
on Anzac
this
Day.
This is 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Done. Off we go. See our family finally. Guys, where have you been?
Well, tomorrow I've got to get to work and school. And tell us one further one before we go. Just before we went on air, you suggested something.
I just wanted to probe your brain, being a former Wallaby Marto. What do you think about the idea of every Anzac Day? I know that it's in the middle of the rugby season, but why don't the Wallabies play the All Blacks every year, one-off game, the Anzac game?
Bloody oath.
Australia and people, New Zealand.
I can hear the pushback immediately. We're
halfway through the season. Listen, I don't give a stuff.
We do if it for Origin.
If you've been picked in the Wallabies or the All Blacks for the Anzac Day clash, you would go, I don't care what else is happening, I'm getting ready for that. And at 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, that could have been on. And then we watch the news and we all live happily ever after.
You keep score every year, Margot. So, you know, it becomes like the Ashes or State of Origin. And we do State of Origin in the middle of the rugby league season. Why don't the Kangaroos play New Zealand as well?
It's possibly what Anzac Day missed yesterday. There was everything. There was wonderful odes. There was last posts all over the place. That was all beautiful. There were people thinking. It missed a harker. Probably needed a harker.
Australian rugby, are you listening?
Are you listening?
That's it.
Oh, no, they're in England. That's right, aren't they?
No, what do you mean?
Aren't all the powers to be of rugby union over
world
in England?
Rugby.
Oh, world rugby.
We control our own destiny in... Not really.
How's Eddie Jones going with the Wallabies? Is that all going well?
Yeah, he's finished up, if you haven't heard.
Oh, has he? Where's he gone?
He's over in Japan.
Living
happily ever after creating a terrible disaster. Let's not talk rugby. Anzac Day. What a ripper. Triple M Breakfast.
I want to talk about things that men love because yesterday we're at the sporting bar at the Hyperdome for 7 hours and men love their footy, obviously. Mm. But yesterday there was a sound of a V8 car because, of course, we're in Logan, a sound of a V8 car roaring down the service road outside the Sporting Globe.
That would happen every 30 seconds, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's an often occurrence. And every time it happened, every man's head that loves a V8, the sound of a V8 engine, they all perked up and turned to look for the sound. And it was, like, remarkable. I was like, they're like little meerkats just popping up from their beers at the bar. They pop up and they turn around and they go, oh, did you hear that? That sounded...
Corey probably thought, where's Margot going?
You know what else was roaring around? I don't know if it was down your side of town, but certainly in closer to the city yesterday, were planes. Like, not just normal planes. Yeah, Air Force planes.
These ones.
Roaring over.
Growlers.
And low. And nothing makes a bloke snap their neck. Oh, jeez. It's like a pair of boobs. Pair of boobs flew through the air. Every bloke
with a V8 engine. V8 powered aerial boobs. I might have
aerial boobs.
Anything that's
fueled.
Why
don't planes have boobs below them to make blokes look? Anyway.
If you've got any other suggestions to add to the list of things men love, like just staring into a fire.
Fire. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like men's TV, isn't it? But I heard Marty Sheargold doing this last week, and some of the things that men love, these were the examples that they gave.
Finding a nice big stick.
You have an esky full of beers and you pull into the server, pull yourself a bag of ice, and you pick it up and smash it on the ground.
Slapping a bag of soil at Bunnings.
I've slapped bags of soil at Bunnings for no reason. Yeah. Just gone, that's a good bag of soil.
Lucas from Redland, Texas, on the burner phone, sitting watching a tree getting cut down.
Oh,
men
God,
just love
Jeff, that
up,
noise, that first crack, and you go, she's going to go. She's going to go.
Watch out, watch out.
Which way is she going to go?
All right. Catching a fish on your first throw of the day.
Oh,
you go,
oh, wonderful.
And then you just go, oh, shit, that was a one-off.
That's the only one. John in Tambourine Mountain. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You get the gist of it. What are things men love?
Well, I live at Tambourine Mountain, so you sort of know there, but every time I hear the jets coming, they're flying back out to the Amberley Air Force Base. Yeah. Every time I hear them coming, because you can hear them coming before you can see them, I've got to run outside.
Yeah. They must go low past you up there on Tambo, do they?
They do, very. That's why I mean they're really loud, and you can hear them coming from a mile away. Then you go outside, look around, and then before you see them, they're gone.
Do you give them a little salute, John? Just a little tap of the two fingers on the forehead?
Thank you for your service.
The Need for Speed!
My daughter was cowering in the corner yesterday when they did the Anzac flyovers, but my two-year-old son
fish pumping
in the backyard. Daddy, Daddy, what's that?
Who's that? Natasha?
Hey, Natasha.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Have you got a man that loves something?
Yes, I've got three boys and a husband, and they all love their sheds.
Oh, their sheds. They do, Marla. You can attest to this. As a man who now doesn't have a shed, how much do you miss it?
I've got one over at Moreton Island. I do a lot of tinkering. That's where I hang out.
That's your house, your house.
My poor son, he's renting at the moment down around Byron. He hasn't got a shed, but he's just looking for a place. That's all he wants. Did they all grow up down in your first shed with your husband, all three of them?
Yes, they did. They all grew up being around cars, building cars, racing cars. Just fanatics.
Natasha, did they ever have a sleepover? In the shed, your husband and the boys. We just love the shed so
much.
Not
make it back to the house
from
the shed.
No, but every family gathering we have, all the boys end up in the shed. Us women end up looking after the kids.
Mm. How good.
Go Australia.
It's because I'm not allowed in the husband's shed, but the dog is. Yeah.
I think that's probably significant. You don't really want to go there, Natasha?
I was quite happy not being allowed down in my husband's shed. Because every time I go down there, I'd be like, what's that? Is that new?
It's a pretty simple rule, though. Tash, is the dog a male dog?
No, he's a male dog.
It's a place for men.
We could revisit sheds because that's the same with Kath. She'd go to the front, the door of the shed. Okay.
The smell of fresh cut grass, men love that. Just sitting back, cracking a beer and admiring their work, don't they? Mm.
Just on
the
sheds.
Smell of the shed.
The way that my dad kept mum out of the shed was, spiders in a shed always. And normally you clear them out. Dad would just leave the spiders around the door, though. Yeah, he used to feed them. There'd be a huntsman there and only had five legs left. And he'd put flies in the web.
By a rubber spider. We were dangerous.
Now, Adam Reynolds gets you right inside the Broncos.
A magic ball to Adam Reynolds!
From the makers of Bailey Ladders, WeatherGuard boasts unmatched ute box security. WeatherGuard.au. Broncos captain Adam Reynolds on Triple M.
Hello, Skip.
Welcome back, mate.
How's it going? Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, what's it been like? You guys coming back in, you and Paino and Dean Mariner. Who else is back? Brendan Piacura, but a couple of blokes out. It's been a funny old week of turnstiles.
Bit all over the place, a bit like our season, to be honest. Players in and out, but good thing is the boys are, you know, up for the game, looking forward to it. And like any other week, whoever puts the jersey on has got a job to do.
Tigers, people, you know... You look at a game sometimes and go, oh, this will be easy. But the Tigers beat the Panthers last year, Reno, out of nowhere, mate. So you just can never underestimate a team, right?
Yeah, I think these are the tricky games. Technically, everyone's thinking it's going to be a blowout. But look, the Tigers have been playing some great footy. Benji Marshall's gone there and done a great job. He's got some quality players, that team that can hurt you all over the park. So we've got to make sure that we turn up with the right attitude and we come ready to play.
Reno, plenty of chat around the number 7 jersey. Obviously, you own that currently when you're on the field. Plenty of depth the Broncos have showed, obviously, with you and Payne being out over the last couple of weeks. However, how do you feel about all the talk around your jersey? You know, it's no secret that you're going to retire at the end of next year, 2025. Do you have anyone that you think, you know, if you could pick any 7 in the game, who would it be? I know there's a lot of talk around Jock Madden. Is he the guy to do it? I don't know. What is the talk around that? Is there any for you guys?
I haven't ruled out I haven't ruled out playing another year yet, so.
Oh, so beyond 2025?
Did Margo just retire you, Reno?
No, look, it is a possibility that I will retire, but look, there's some great candidates there. Obviously, Jock Madden's the front runner at this stage, I'd say. He thinks a lot about the game. He's a student of the game. He's working hard on his craft all the time. Got young Kobe Black, who's another young fella coming through the system. You know, still only very young, but mature head on his shoulders. And then, obviously, you know, Ezra Mam's come out and said that he wants to play seven in the future.
Mm. Reno, Margot's retired you there, but just to balance things out, our Nuffy producer, Snowy, has chatted through six more years.
Six more songs!
Yeah! Reno, we've got support around here as well.
Reno, the news came out yesterday. We didn't know, unless you went to training every day, you'd find out, I guess. But Josh McGuire is the defensive coach. He's the same age as you. Is that weird when the coaching staff is the same age?
Oh, it just means that I'm experienced, I'd say. Yeah.
But is it weird taking tips from someone when you're like, hang on, dum-dum, I've got more game time under my belt. I've done more than you have. What are you trying to tell me what to do?
Nah, look, he's a big body. He's in the middle of the park. You know, he's got a lot of experience in that arena, and I don't think you want to be taking defensive tips off a halfback.
No.
Unfortunately,
no,
I'm quite exactly about coaches. So.
I reckon Big Moose McGuire, no one's been suspended more at the Broncos than him. Is that the sort of thing we want to...
I think he got equally suspended over in England as well. Oh, yeah, he's got a good reputation.
Now, on one hand, I go, we shouldn't be taking advice from that sort of man. And then I go, hold on, they're rugby league forwards. That's exactly whose aggressive advice they need.
Yeah, he's got a good track record there, doesn't he? I think he got mean a couple of games too, so I might have to square up the training with him.
Is he missing an eye?
Same still?
Yeah, he got one eye.
That kind of worries you a little bit.
He's not missing, he just doesn't have the sight.
But when someone's giving you advice on how to play footy and they've got a glass eye, are you thinking, I don't want to do anything you did?
You think he's wide a bit different, don't you? So, he still gets in there, still gets involved. It's good to see the big fella back at the club, obviously. I'm a big part of what happened here. Yeah, it's always good to have the old boys around.
Oh, mate, well, that was sensational last weekend. May it continue tomorrow afternoon, 5:30, out at Campbelltown against the Tigers. Good luck, Reno.
Go, Reno.
Thank you.
On your mate, skipper of the Broncos there, Adam Reynolds. Thanks to WeatherGuard.au. Tradies tool theft on the rise. Protect your gear with confidence. Use WeatherGuard ute boxes.
What happens at Triple M's Legends Lunch stays at Triple M's Legends Lunch.
Legendary.
Triple M's Legends Lunch at the Regatta, Brisbane's iconic pub, thanks to Yui, official partner of NRL fans.
This is building very nicely. Alfie Lang is in, Gordon Tallis is in, Wendell Saylor's in, Billy Moore, famous, of course, for Queenslander and being a wonderful contributor to rugby league. He is in. Musical act is sorted, Marto, on behalf of you. Who did you shoot a little text off to?
Troy Cassadale, TCD, one of the great guys and a wonderful local.
Such a lovely guy.
8:10 this morning. You can grab your exclusive invitation to Triple M's Legends Lunch. But ideas are swirling, Marto, and you threw something out on air before as some silliness, and then we all kind of pricked our ears up and went, hang on. Well, segment with the bad boys of league is the worst idea.
And then the reason I mentioned Blake Ferguson, he was one of the bad boys. Remember him and Josh Dugan had that drinking session on the roof of townhouses down in Canberra and got sacked.
If you're starting with Guava Cruises, everything's about to go wrong.
I don't know if it was Guava. I think there was some watermelon breezes.
Oh, sorry. Is that libelous of me?
Breezer.
If your dad, let's just make it a rule. If your dad drinks watermelon breezes...
Hold on.
You've got 2 months.
Correct. I'm talking. Can I just quickly talk Blake Ferguson while we're in the. Did you want to do anything more with the Legends Lunch?
No, go, because I think this is actually a really good idea to get these bad boys in.
Sports news story. I know. Yes, it was a wonderful story. AFL, apart from the Lions, but NRL, Titans, etc. And then I see this little story. Former Test star Blake Ferguson has had his contract with Newcastle club Curry terminated after just one game. It's early. Because Blake Ferguson, do you remember him back, I reckon, 4 years ago when he was playing on the wing for Parramatta. And he just, you know, he was still sometimes playing Origin. And he said, I'm going to Japanese rugby, I'm going to conquer the world, la, la, la. You never heard much of... Did you ever hear how his Japanese rugby career went?
He's a bald fella,
right? How did it go?
Yeah, big
bald guy.
It didn't go well. He played zero games. Oh. So he's good at getting terminated quickly. He played zero games before he played his first game. They had a big night. And he spent a month in prison for drug-related offences.
Oh,
Japan don't like people taking cocaine, as far as I can tell. There's Blake Ferguson. So let's get back to Newcastle. Ferguson split with the Curry Bulldogs this week amid multiple off-field allegations. Well-placed sources indicating the former New South Wales star was unwelcome at the club. Well, clearly, if you're sacked after one game at a country club. They were very excited when they first signed Blake, but we've released him from all obligations. La, la, la. His contract has been terminated by mutual agreement. Are you allowed to speculate?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Just say allegedly.
We love it when you speculate.
Throw allegedly in there a couple of times.
Pepper yeah, through. And just have that little disclaimer so there, Ben, just in case.
Had the one game, he's been terminated because he was obviously, no NRL club would touch him after the Japanese incident and everything else that he's done. And now he has obviously slept with the coach's wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 104.5
Triple M does not endorse or support any of the
policies
of Grant Marto Martin and will no way be held accountable for his actions. He is a goose.
Well, as long as he didn't sleep with the coach's dog, I guess.
Or one of the coach's mums.
You've got two mums.
Right, let's just push on. Let's push on from Blake. And he's had a bit of bad luck, let's say. Yeah. Whatever happened.
But this is why it's actually a good idea. Get him at the Legends Lunch and we can really hear what happened.
Yeah. Hey, mate, how come you got sacked like this?
How quickly?
And it doesn't have to be lovemaking to the boss's wife or anything like that. Just how quickly, like when you got the early sack, what happened?
Can you beat one game?
Aaron at Springfield, Texas on the burner phone. I was en route to the first day of a new job when I got cut off at the lights. I gave the bloke both barrels. Mm. Turns out the pinhead was my new boss. I didn't even get out of the car at work when he gave me the sack.
Sometimes
I would have applauded that.
Yeah, sometimes those road rage incidents continue and one bloke follows.
Gets out,
I wonder if he followed the boss.
Punches the windscreen.
He followed the boss all the way to the work car park.
It's a plot from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's Larry David. He pissed someone off and then he has to meet him.
Aaron, Mark. I hope everything turned out.
Mark at Arana Hills, does your story go something like that?
Kind of. No, I was working at KFC when I was a teenager and I swapped my dirt bike for a car. It had a black and white number plate on the back. I found the green and white one on the golf course and we put that on the front.
What?
And I was on my lunch break. I went up the road and I was doing skids in the dirt and I got in trouble and lost my job. When I got back late from lunch, he said, you can go home now.
And don't bother coming back tomorrow, Mark.
When you're losing your part-time job at KFC, you've got to have a look at your lifestyle choices.
What are you doing now, Mark?
Where did it lead to?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh. Mark, I've got a funny hunch you've got some pretty good stories. You've skirmished.
Got a couple, mate.
No skids in the Kenilworth, okay? Yeah.
What did your parents say when you lost your part-time job at KFC, Mark?
They will help you find another one.
Can I just clarify for everyone, what was the bit about the old black and white Queensland number plate at the back and you had another one on the front,
When I swapped my bike for the car, it had a black and white number plate on the back.
On the
And because it didn't have one on the front.
You just saw it, you grab.
Sorry,
okay,
we've lost it.
Sometimes I ask people to tell stories when I shouldn't.
Triple M Breakfast.
Footy rolls on. Nardo.
Does it what?
Anzac round. Queensland Reds taking on the Blues tomorrow night, Suncorp Stadium. You can grab your tickets from reds.rugby or call us right now.
I'll be there.
353.
I'll be there because what I've seen last weekend was the Reds are back, baby. That's the first time. They beat the Highlanders from New Zealand 31-0 last weekend. First time they've kept a team scoreless since 1999. That's this century.
Very impressive.
Incredible.
Ryan Smith from the Queensland Reds. You happy with your work so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely can't complain with holding a team to nil. So, yeah, we'll see how we can go and see if we can do it again this weekend.
A special round this weekend, obviously, being Anzac round. You guys have got a special Anzac jersey that you're going to be wearing, commemorating 60 Queensland Reds players who have served in 5 wars, of which 11 never returned. Oh. What does this round mean to the team and has there been a lot of talk around it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a massive round. Obviously, it's pretty cool. We get to play against the New Zealand team as well for that to celebrate that Anzac round. And yeah, the team upstairs at the Reds have done an amazing job with the jersey. It's they've made sure they didn't have any of the rugby league stuff ups with the wrong photos American troops
American
being used.
Soldiers,
Yeah, they did a great job to make sure it was Queensland-based soldiers in all the photos and also Queensland colours. So it's the black over blue, which is represents a lot of the Queensland regiments. So, yeah, it's pretty cool jersey and it looks amazing and, yeah, pretty honoured to be able to wear it this weekend.
You mentioned it's special that you're playing New Zealand for this round, particularly around Anzac Day. The boys suggested earlier in the show that maybe we look to have a Wallabies v All Blacks game for this round to commemorate Anzac Day. How would the boys feel about this being mid-year, obviously, but we do it with Origin and it's, you know, hugely successful. Is that something that the rugby union could look at?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a big opportunity there, and then I think you'd get some spectators out.
Right, this is now, yesterday is now become our national day because of all the kerfuffle over Australia Day and the divide that it creates.
That's so true, yesterday, but I never thought of that.
Is now our national day. Yeah.
Would the Blues do, will the Blues do the haka tomorrow night?
I don't know. You reckon, Ryan?
Oh, I know they're definitely, we're having the Australian and New Zealand anthems, but I'm not too sure about a haka.
I love a haka. How good. Do you find it intimidating, Ryan, or you love it? Does it pump you up?
Well, I've only ever stood in front of one against Fiji a few years ago, and that was just a cool, I was in Fiji too, so it was pretty special. But yeah, I've never stood in front of a Kiwi haka, but I don't know. I know Marto doesn't love it so much.
Have you seen Marto do it?
He only doesn't love it, Ryan, because he thinks it fires them up so much. It's such
unfair advantage. Hey, listen, our producer told us, I don't know if you want to tell the story, but your granddad was an Air Force pilot in PNG in World War II. Has he ever spoken to you about that, your granddad?
He died when I was a fair bit younger, but he did nearly 40 flying hours. Oh, sorry, 139 flying hours over 40 missions. So, he did a fair stint there. So I'm pretty lucky to be here talking to you guys.
Yeah,
now.
You're lucky. His sperm came back to Australia.
Okay, we don't need to make it that fine a point on it, mate. We get it.
We're all adults here, mate.
Well, some of us aren't.
Hey, Ryan, can I ask? Is this a compliment or is it a backslap? Margo, before we got you on air, she said, "Oh, the one that looks like Brad Thorn." That's what you're known.
But we've got a picture
here.
It's a headband on. That might be doing
just
it, right?
Just the photo that they've put up here.
You're an enormous human being.
From the side, you look like a version of Brad Thorn.
Yeah, Thorny, when he used to coach me at the Reds, used to come in and we'd have a similar haircut and he'd always give me the elbow jab and the eyes up. So
Twinning.
Hello, son.
All right, Ryan. Well,
get into it, mate.
Go well tomorrow. Now, remember, Australia does have a traditional dance. If they do the haka, we've suggested this on the show. Feel free if the lads want to hit back.
Extremely intimidating.
All right, mate. Take that to Les Kiss and see what he thinks, okay?
I'll go up there right now and see what he reckons.
No, don't. Please don't.
Cheers, mate.
On your ride.
Thanks, guys.
Rip into him, mate.
Cheers, bud.
133353 if you want to be there, or reds.rugby. You're on Triple M.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
Yesterday, I found myself down at the dawn service, okay? Very solemn occasion.
Did you do the early morning or the later morning?
Went to the one down at Cameron Rocks, it is, down along the river near the Breakfast Creek Hotel.
Oh, pretty.
Just strolled along, went to that,
it's
went home.
It's beautiful down there with that little gazebo.
No. That's there. Newstead Park.
Oh, where are
across
you?
Breakfast. I'm on the other side of Breakfast Creek.
Oh, near Mercedes.
No, just near the... No. Oh. Even back towards, like, eastwards, okay. Back towards...
I'll just let you tell your story.
Yeah, it's over the road from the server.
Sorry, I don't know where
No, drop a pin. I want to know exactly where you are.
I want to know exactly where you are.
I'm trying to pick you up.
Shut up. You're driving along Kingsville Smith Drive. It's on the right-hand side as you're heading out. Anyway, I'm standing there, and I don't think I was the only one, but I can't stand still. And I remember back to school when you'd have assembly and parades, and you have to, I just go from side to side.
Oh.
Now, I just looked it up. I may have ADHD or ADD. I don't know. So get me some Ritalin and I'll carry on.
Oh, welcome to our club. Yeah. Dan, you join Dan and I. Dan and I are not officially diagnosed, but we both speculate.
No, well, I've diagnosed you and you've diagnosed me.
Exactly.
And we're
both
doctors.
All right. Well, I'm like this, like a baby. You know, mums are, even after they've stopped nursing their babies, they still sway a bit. There wasn't any of that going on. But then I looked at the bloke next to me. He was twitching. He was just 1 foot.
Just transference of weight.
What? But it was only blokes. Every girl was able to stand there still. I didn't see a swayer. Well,
that's because we are the superior gender.
But have you noticed that, Dan, blokes, and then I tell Snowy, he said, same thing. He said there was two other blokes. He noticed that because he's trying to pay attention to the words and thinking about
your
grandfather
and
stuff.
Yeah, I think your sample size is all distorted because
stand still?
Myself and my mates are all very spectrum-y and we do fidget and we have various...
Do you a fidgeter?
What do you think?
I think ultimately it comes down to the fact that you have a set of, balls in between your legs. That's why you fidget a lot.
That might be it, because I do like scratching. That'll be, because I always go, what do I do with my hands?
How do we not think of that? That's actually why.
I put my hands on my back, and they must be behind there, because I know if I let them up the front there, they're going to have a scratch. Mm. They're going to have to rearrange something. Mm. So what do you do about this?
I've got a vet that I could recommend to have them removed if you needed.
Whip them off.
Before next Anzac Day.
We can de-sex Marto before next Anzac Day.
No, I'm pretty right with my fidgeting, to tell you the truth.
The Gregina. What? Margo and Dan could come in.
Oh, you've got two mums style. If your dad hasn't got any...
You've got two mums.
If your dad fixed his fidgeting by removing his testicles...
You've got two mums.
Thank you.
Yeah, we should have gone to the traffic earlier, shouldn't we?
Yeah, that's
a pity.
The disrespect.
Muddle, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Joe Biden, leader of the free world, I want to talk about very quickly.
Is he still alive?
He's hanging in there.
Only just.
The audio I'm about to play will make you guess whether there's anything actually going on upstairs.
He's not making much sense, is he?
Auto cues can be a hell of a thing, can't they? They tripped up Joe, and they also tripped up our very own, the skipper of Brisbane, Andrew Lofthouse, newsreader.
What did he do?
Fancy riding this on an auto cue. I mean, Lofty had no chance.
It looked like an apocalypse at the Acropolis when a dust storm in...
Apocalypse at the Acropolis. He did all right.
Apocalypse.
Anyway, Joe Biden, he reads his auto cue too well. There was the word pause on the auto cue.
So he paused.
Meant to be.
Oh, he read all the instructions.
Oh, did he say pause?
Other way around, Margot. Meant.
4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
So they swamped him. They swamped him. His supporters almost pulled him out of trouble there.
Pause.
I think they'd worded them up to say they'd written pause, and then they said to the crowd, "Get in with 4 more years."
4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, not the worst one ever though. I found the worst one ever. This is historical audio of a USA News channel. The line is meant to be about your pantry. There's a story about a recall.
Where you store your food.
Yes.
Check your panties. About 175,000 rice. I think that was supposed to be pantries. Check your panties.
Check your panties.
That'd be great. Can you hang on to that? We need to use that more often.
We'll ask Reto up next, you know.
Right, check your panties.
Triple M breakfast.
Let's talk AFL. Let's not talk the Lions. That was just horrible late last night. What went on? If you didn't know, they went down to GWS in Canberra.
2 from 7. What's going on?
Yes, Canberra. One of the most, is that the most westerly suburb of Sydney now?
Like, the what was only going time on there? I've ever been to Canberra was in year 7 Sydney Canberra trip.
Excursion.
The excursion in grade 7. That's the only time I've ever been to Canberra.
They need to be VGWS. Very
orange team.
Suburb. No, let's get to the big game yesterday. The traditional Anzac clash. That eerie silence when they played the last post yesterday. 93,600 people were there at the MCG. It was lovely. The eerie silence. We're allowed to talk over it the day after Anzac Day, are we?
No.
The crowd was quiet. No, this isn't the actuality. That's just someone playing
a pin drop.
93,600 people to watch
people.
Two suburbs of Melbourne play each other on a Thursday, arvo. You
but
go,
that's
what's
normal
going?
For them, isn't it? Don't they normally get 80,000, 90,000 people to any game?
But doesn't it seem bizarre? You go, if somebody said, what's Melbourne like? Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's lots to do. Is there? On a Thursday, 94,000 people go and watch two suburbs play each other.
It's only normal because we think it's normal, but it's like Nunda playing Camp Hill. That's and right. 93,000.
And half of Brisbane going.
What? It's an actual
It's cult. Extraordinary. Yeah, it's and amazing. It was extraordinary the whole game. I actually sat there and I stopped watching who was playing at the same time. I think the Titans were beating the Warriors at the same time as half of it. Watched a bit of that, but I kept on coming back. And even my son Harry, he said, no, let's go back to the AFL. Let's go back to the AFL. And at the end, what was it, 85, 84, then that Langford bloke.
Kyle Langford for the Bombers.
He's taken 120 out. He's one of the better kickers in the AFL.
He kicked
Bang.
Four. He's already kicked four goals.
It was his fifth goal. Bang. Sorry, Mug, I'm doing this mostly for you. So got the point. 85 all. Up the other end, one of the Collingwood bloke. It's the bloke who took the mark of the year.
Jamie Elliott.
Up on his shoulders.
He missed one. But the mark of the year, do you win a prize for mark of the year?
You used to win a car.
Somebody said that. We used to win a car or you win $10,000.
Nick Natanui, I've got an article here, a Triple M article. He won the mark of the year in 2015. So going back a bit, he said Ash Sampi, some other guy, got a Toyota Prado. And they said, what did you get, Nick? He said, my year, I got a medal and a year's supply of Weet-Bix. 52 boxes of Weet-Bix turned up at Nick Natanui's house.
How much are Weet-Bix these days? Like
$7? Yeah.
So we got 350 bucks and a medal.
All right. Well, good luck to
what
that,
Jamie. What would you
rather,
the Weet-Bix or the barbecue that old mate got when he retired?
Oh, Luke Brooks.
Luke Brooks.
And not even a gas bottle.
No gas bottle, just a barbecue.
Oh, God. You know what else I saw in the crowd yesterday, and I saw a lot of this? What do Melbourne people like, you ask? I saw a 50-year-old man with a sign. Now, it's okay for 14-year-old girls to go to the footy with Reece Walsh, I love you sign. Oh, it said something stupid. It was like 20 words in it.
It's always a pun too, Marta, because they love puns on the banners in AFL too.
All right. Now, listen, girls, I'm no expert on love and relationships, but if you see a 50-year-old man walking to the footy with a sign, whoa, back away. He's not the type for you. He's not the type for anybody. Marta, He's the type to live with his mother.
With his mother. Did you see the Essendon captain calling for extra time? You were only just saying earlier that the AFL was too long. Now they want to go longer. What's going on with that?
That's what I wanted to get to, because a lot of people are going, tradition, we've got to keep it a draw. No, I want a result. I want to give 2 points to each of them, which they get anyway, okay? So they both got 2 points for the draw. You've got to get 4 points in AFL for a win. And then let's go. But how do we do it? What's AFL about? Kicking? Would you say it's about kicking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Righto. So the whole team, you know, like, what was one of the best things about the Soccer World Cup was the Matildas in that penalty
shootout.
Let's
baby.
Have a shootout. It's time for a shootout.
What, from the 50-metre mark?
Yeah. Halfway? Everything's, but all, you know, it's an arc around. Like, have it from different places all along, and you nominate your best kicker, then your second best kicker, then your third best kicker, whatever.
Yeah,
until,
once you've kicked, you're out. So until, it goes through the team.
Do you have to win by one or two?
I think two.
You've got to win by two goals.
And this music plays through the whole stadium.
Oh.
Shootout time, baby.
Have we nailed it? The other option, if you want to play, because people are going, no, you need to pay 5 points, golden goal, extra time, keep removing people or just start with 10 people. So that's just, we're running rogue. AFL, just trying to help you. You listening?
Sort that out and then get the Wallabies playing the All Blacks on Anzac Day. We'll sort it out. Does anyone listen to this show? We solve all the problems in the world routinely every day.
Remember that time when we said rugby league should go to Vegas? They're listening, all right.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane as.
Call it off.
That'll do, mate.
Marto, Margo and Dan with your 104.5 Triple M. We'll get out of your hair and we'll let the real professional, Mitch in the Morning, Brisbane's number one morning show, take over and deliver you your invitation to Triple M's Legends Lunch. You'll have that sorted for you.
Hang on. It's not full time yet. We've still got one more thing we need to do before we leave.
Well,
Dolphins are playing the Knights on Sunday at home at Suncorp.
Oh, yes.
And we've got the best seats in the house thanks to North Lakes GWM.
Are we putting them in the back of the ute?
Yep.
Is that going on?
Yeah, thanks to GWM at North Lakes, Australia's most awarded GWM dealership, located next to the IKEA at North Lakes, Triple M. We are going to be giving you and a mate sideline tickets to enjoy the match in the back of a ute, thanks to Village Motors.
Ryan in Alex Hills, you've been shortlisted. What would it mean to you if you won this spectacular prize?
Oh, it meant the world to me.
Well, listen. Here comes the world. Ryan, get your fins up, mate. You're on.
Up the fins.
Yeah,
hey,
nice.
Buddy.
It's a bit better, Ryan.
Now, Ryan, if the ground announcer MC person comes up to you, because we promote this at the game, and says, how did you get here? Say I listened to Triple M, because that happened to me once. I went to the winner and said, how'd you get in here? And they said, oh, they brought a stepladder out and I climbed into the ute.
You'll be sitting in the back of a ute, Ryan, okay?
Yeah. So what they mean is, how did you win? And you say, Ryan?
Triple M.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
He's a low-key operator, right?
Listening to Triple M, right? We can work on that.
Hey, footy this weekend. Broncos.
Tigers.
Yeah.
At Campbelltown.
Be on here on Triple M, right? We'll be broadcasting that.
Listen to it while you're watching the Reds at Suncorp. Same sort of time.
Unless you're at the Reds at Suncorp.
I'll have a tranny in.
Put your sports ears in.
What's that? You'll have a tranny in.
We did talk about getting rid of your balls earlier.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Well, they're not
transgender
used to,
reassignment.
They're no use to anyone, so I'll auction them off for a little charity of some
very sort. Little charity. The microscopic one.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Breakfast Podcast. For WITSA, don't risk it, WITSA. WITSA.com.au.